Blog Talk Radio.
Thank Jah, Rastafari. Thank Jah. It's Friday. Yes, I. 6 days, I and I, to work, right? And here, Eve, the seventh day, the Shabbat day. Shabbat Shalom. Send that salam. Can I still in?
Shabbat Shalom. A song for days of rest inside your home. Send me salam, Shabbat Shalom. Hey! Send me salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for days of rest inside your home. Send me salam.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank Jah. Rastafari Friday, the beginning of the Shabbat time here. The Rastafari podcast here on the Friday, the TJIF.
Thank Jah. Rastafari.
Jah. Rastafari. Jah.
Rastafari. First word here from the Kadashi, the liturgy of His Majesty, from the True Church and the Professing Church, the Church of Philadelphia, right here. Here's what it said right here at this time, this Iowa.
Besma'ab, wewelid, wemenfesu kedus, ahadu amlak. Ze kedamit, ye kedamit. Besenbet ken. Meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit, shelleme. Kohulum yilik, zahayin asaye. Meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit, Shalem. On the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat. In the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, viziv'anu lehiyot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with His commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Ase sigabu kainatuna hizvu bechibret yemiyazemutno. All shall sing as they begin the service. Kadase sigabu, as they enter the kadase. Kainatu na hizbu, the priest and the people, bechibret in einity, yemiyazemutno, shall sing, shall chant, Isis. Yes, I, sabbatical Isis in the psalm here, according to the tribe, as we begin and initiate the Shabbat time. From Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, plus Psalm 29, here, Shema Yisrael, Sima, Rastafari, hear this, yes, I, Rastafari, Isis, sabbatical Isis.
Psalm 95. Oh come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. The Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, with his truth, with his truth, with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. 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 Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. God is holy. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. People with peace. People with peace. People with peace. The heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, only Shabbat. Yes, it is. You, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's what the Father said we're supposed to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded by him that sits up on the highest throne.
From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from birth, just as it was from in the first. Why should I diverge? Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one, it's a way of strengthening, hear you not. We should do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat, 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 yes, it's the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes, it's the holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, 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 yes, it's the Shabbat.
Days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
Sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up, trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up, trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat
strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong. And then Yeshua HaMashiach says, you know, the good man takes off his treasure, some things old and some things new. So here from the treasury of the teaching of the King of Kings for this sabbatical study, there's a theme here. I'd like just reason on this right here. Short little reason. I'm going to ride up with the rest of a sabbatical. You say the sabbatical initiation, initiating the Sabbath, starting the Sabbath here, Friday Eve. But here on the 22nd sabbatical, say for this Shabbat strong, there's a theme about kindling a fire. And we had reason on this previously. I'd like to share this word right here. About a 20 or so minute reasonment. Both the I and them are edified right here for the sabbatical study. Yes.
The Israelites, the B'nai Israel, and it was another incident, I think, in was that Numbers? Was it in Numbers? Yeah, it was in Numbers where I see it as like Josh showed me, like, they were being self-righteous in a sense, and because they had gotten some awkish. You know, I think it was right after, was it the spies? Yeah, they found this boy who was a Sabbath violator. So that's one of the themes of that Torah portion, the Sabbath violator. They found him, and they grabbed him up, and they draped him up, and they took him to Moses. And they were like, yo, what about him? He was violating the Sabbath because, according to their report, their witness, he was gathering, like, sticks, you know, like wood or whatnot. I think wood, everything was a Sabbath. Now, when I first saw that, I'm like, you know, that's where a lot of people are, Christians and people in, like, a common New Testament conception or even a misconception, but they look at it like, see, that's why we're not legalistic, that's why we're not in the law, that's why, and some things they're saying is New Testament, but it's like the spirit is not, you know, it's like they're saying it, but it's like, you know, it's almost like they're missing the point. And the point of it was, okay, the person who was doing it, right, not the guy so much, but, you know, the Israelite that was doing it, it shows like poor planning. I remember I read something in, I think, the Universal Levins, some of their work, that Universal Life work. I like some of their work. I like to share with some of the brothers and sisters. This particular one, it might be a lot of similar name ones, but these ones out in Germany or something, a certain perspective to the word and everything. It's like he was a poor planner. And they was explaining and breaking down or building up on the Beatitudes, each verse in the Beatitudes, and really showing how that in itself, you could just read through it, or when you really are able to get the right tools and kind of study it, it's like each verse is like a medi. You know, you'd be meditating one verse and be like, wow. It's almost like you're chewing gum. In a sense, and you know, you're chewing it, but it still has its sweetness. You know, it's like, wow, it's like even more sweeter. I thought, you know, I hit the spot before, but wow, this is really good. You could see it on those levels, and those are like sweet, you know, what they call it, sweet meditations. And that's when you get your own personal experience. You know, so your subjective experience testifies to the objective reality. You know, and no matter what you can say, you kind of just know it's like that. It's like, I kind of been there. You can hear, you even have sympathy for, not sympathy, so much sympathy, but, you know, and maybe empathy in a sense. You know, you'd be empathic with them. You'd be like that woman on Star Trek, like, and what are you feeling? You know, like, and why you feel that way? You know, on that level, you don't really, it's like no judgment. You really have no, because you're like, you come almost like, going to the grace of God, you'd be saying to your soul, like, there we go. Like, that'll be, you know, so you almost like recognize that. You know, so you're out of that old nature. You can see it in the new way. But it was like a poor planner, like one who was stressed or worried. You know, like a poor planner. Like, it was breaking down some of those things. I was like, I never really looked at it like that. You know, or at least, it's like, it seems like the right way is clear. It's clear when you see it like that, but I didn't really pick up on that connection. That was an interesting connection. That's the same thing with the man who was picking up sticks, the Sabbath violator. And that's important here because the covenant is renewed with the children of Israel. And with that renewing of the covenant, you know, the first thing mentioned is the Sabbath, right? And this whole idea about kindling fire, you know, and now I think, I think before it had, thank you, yes, it's gonna, it had, let's see, what was that? Oh, the kindling fire, the kindling the fire. Oh, yeah, yeah, the Yehudi have, I got to check what's the name, no, just to get the exact number, like these 37, or so, I guess regulations, I think they call them regulations, you know, like Sabbath regulation of what was called like Judaism or like Orthodox Jews based on certain, you know, rabbinical and allegedly rabbinical kind of teachings and interpretation of things. And now, this is interesting, because here's where the rubber meets the road, because Gitachin, he was confronting that, you know, in his incarnation days, you know, like in the incarnation days, the days of his incarnation, he was experiencing that, and he was, like, licking out on them. And to see the connection now of that in a New Testament sense and to recognize what's really underlying, what's undergirding all of that right here is almost like to be able to nod your head with Moshiach and say, yeah, yeah, I know exactly, you hit them. Because now you know what he's talking about specifically and how they were going off and how he was, you know, like I said, don't think that he's come to, like, do away with the law. You know, he was come, like, to verify, confirm it, you know, like, to fulfill it on that level and to show the true intent. That's why that phrase, the yomat, as it's pointed, or I always look at the pointing more like the yomat, using, like, Yoshev and some of the yo words, which almost is like the one who do it, and the yigedel in the negusa neges tawi Targum, you know, in the midst of Kedus. It's like, okay, like, let him die. Like, the person was, like, killing themselves by that violation. But now, this makes sense now when they grab the Sabbath violator, that in grabbing the Sabbath violator, they drape him up and bring him to Moses, and they ask Moses, like, what should be done with him? And this one was violate the Sabbath. And it seemed like they were like legalistic there. Because not that they were going to the law, the Torah, to study it and to meditate and reason on it to know better Yahweh and the liberty, you know, and how they should reflect the divine attributes, but it's like reflect upon them and then reflect it in one's liberty. They were like, yo, like in other words, that violation wasn't against them personally. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like somebody had done something to them. They could have checked the brother, you know, and say, yo, such and such, and that one was their brother, you know, but they were looking at, like, and when you see that the incident before, it seemed as though they were trying to get, like, a diversion. It's almost like what happened with this Juicy Shmuley, you know, and now they got R. Kelly. And the R. Kelly thing is like, woo, that's like, woo, 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 that's a diversion. It's like, look, we want to get you off of this right here, and it's like, we just had a Torah portion where the prophets of Baal got slaughtered. And that kind of reflects in the Haftarah and Biyat, the prophets, what we have in the Orit with the Levites, you know, going in and out of the gate and not pitying, you know, whoever it is, but getting the ringleaders and all of these ones, like the Black Authority. He had a really good video, the one about the hoax of the century, because he really brought out the evidence, you know, on the level of, wow, these ones went on the record, and then it probably just fade away unless somebody like him or others, you know, grab these screen caps, screenshots or what have you, and put it forward so that somebody else can just grab the video. And they have, like, everything in the video, at least everything presented in the video. And I found there was one screenshot I had to pause the video, like, and rewind it and take over the phone, just a rough screenshot. Because if I tried, but me telling somebody about this one thing, me showing them the evidence so they can see it for themselves, it's something totally different. I'm like, wow. It's like they really expose themselves. And it's like, this is a Black History Month, too. You got to think about that, like, wow, what a Black History Month, so-called, you know, and they thought they could use it, like, the whole that lynching stuff, the anti-lynching stuff, and then to put the black and the gay, like, this is inseparable, you know, you just have to just deal with it, this is the way it is, and this is the way it's going to be, but then the lie getting exposed right out there in the blackiverse, and then now looking at one, I saw that video where somebody was trying to talk about, oh, Juicy didn't, you know, didn't hire this person, and it's some convoluted story, some woman who I guess was a Juicy Jesse fan, so she wanted to, like, kind of justify him, but even from her voice, you kind of, like, you know, get a kind of like a spirit, an iritical profile, you're like, okay, Yeah, I see what you. Yeah. You got a lot of people checking out what you're doing and stuff like that. That was on this Buzz thing, which kind of like break down the video, you know, break down like into a couple of minutes. Hers was kind of long. I was like, okay, you could do something a little bit longer too. But some of the rebroadcasts and the snippets, you know, doing some of the snippets because there's some parts, snippets that, it's like the point, you know, points are made with some points and it's like a rolling set of points and what is thought to be brought forward. And, so the Sabbath violates, a kindle no fire, what does it mean? So here, I'm going to share this for the Maccabees Monday, right? Going to share this for Maccabees Monday because we look up kindle and then we say we got to now refine our search. And we're using this, what is it, the e-sword or the sword? My sword. It's my sword here, the app. So, you know, I did some videos, so one-to-ones, maybe we do maybe a tutorial, you know, maybe just share some best practices and procedures with one-to-ones. If one-to-ones would like that and seek that, you know, link with I and I or link a next one or two, and, you know, we can work that out, you know, because that will help I and I just to find these things. Because, first of all, we started to get all into it right there, but just kind of to announce it. Now, of course, one thing like, man, does that mean not to light no fire? That's why hopefully one's caught the message to, you know, catch the, you know, full on that. Because that's the subject matter as we seek to push forward. But we should be by the Tuesday, you know, like by Monday, if we have a ministry Monday or Minyan Monday, 3M Monday, you know, Maccabees Monday, we should individually, and even myself have to even tighten up. Like, I might get so focused on the first words. And that's always good to get a good groundation there and a kind of overview look ahead. But it would be good for us to even go through each of the seven parshas, not parshas, the aliyot. The parshas is the portion, but in each portion is seven aliyot, you know, the seven aliyahs, which corresponds to seven thunders. And I share this with some of the habarim, some of those who seek to read. And more ones that come forward, you know, to read and record the readings, you know, we're going to do some more on really understanding, well, how that goes in the congregation. So once ones understand and recognize what the pattern is, this is Jah's divine, you know, pattern of order, you know, it can and should be, you know, disseminated and shared because this is the order. And checking with the King of Kings, the Targum, and also the practice, you know, of the true church and the professing church. But here, what does the kindle the fire mean? Now, I know from the previous sabbaticals, over the past at least 3 to 4 years, I think it's been about maybe 4 to 5 years that we have been trying this out, and I must say and testify that this, you know, this is Yahweh, because like even we're talking about the reflections on the Abiyah Psalm, the fast, the great fast, and often, you know, ones, even the church, you know, of the firstborn, you know, the church of true church and professing church, the Ethiopic church, there's a testimony that this is for the Messiah. You know, this reflects, and this is what reflects on the Messiah's 40 days in the wilderness. We have Moses. Moses, in a sense, did a double 40 days. Think about it for a moment. Once when they're receiving the instructions, right, and seeking out the shifts of the people, they had already gone into the golden calf. And then returning up to the mountain to seek a atonement. And then his coming down from the mountain, we have like the seventh, you know, the seventh month. And the seventh month is a Tishrei. And then we have this Torah portion, the day after, you know, so the whole day after. We haven't, as of yet, I don't think we recorded anything for this 2019, you know, seeking to reflect even more, you know, on the Torah portion and also, you know, see, okay, what it is to build on, you know. Now, to build on this right here is that this is the day after. The day after, right, what? The Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement. So we can see that in the old covenant, right, scripture, we have a breach of covenant, a broken covenant, and a renewal of the covenant. So that new covenant or renewed covenant, even in the old covenant, as it says, his nature is unchanged. We're the same today, you know, yesterday and forever, like to say to the ad infinitum. You know, so even there we see that. So that right there gives us an important point of reference because we see these patterns. I like to compare it with the sacred geometry, just to learn the principles of this. There's different interpretation, different ones out there. I know there was, who's that, Dan Winter. You know, Dan Winter, we even have some, you could say, a reasonment, you know, that's published out there on some of the Dan Winter sacred geometry pages. There's also Meru, not to touch on this in great detail right now, but just the principle of the sacred geometry, the pattern in the pattern, and to liken it like to the fern tree. You know, and there's, you know, some visual, the Fibonacci, the Phi, and the Pi, And we're seeking to link this now Hebraically, Judaically, and Ethiopically. You know, and when we see these links right here, like with the pi, the phi, you know, like in the Hebrew we say the phi as it's pointed, or the fe, af, afe, my mouth, the words of I in my mouth, the af, the phi, the pi, alpi, alfi, right, upon the mouth. Like many places where it says either by the command, right, some places that word by the command is actually upon the mouth, or by the hand. So what does this mean by the hand? What the hand signifies? What does mouth signify? Because in this Western Gentile, this wilderness and the spiritual Egypt, a lot of confusion. And I see those confusions as being, I can say, in a sense, initiated, especially within youths and children and falsely so-called kids. I do more reasoning on that. I know ones are kind of stuck in them ways, and that's exactly where the Israelites were. They were stuck in them ways, and even black people in this North country. And to see these exposures, you know, especially during this particular time and with the Torah portion signed, is very interesting in knowing what the time is, you know, as well. So getting kind of past that now and moving forward, since the command is from the ad infinitum from now forward, what does it mean not to kindle a fire? So at first we just looked up kindle. And so it's on the verse of kindle. Then we said, let's go to the my sword. We have on my sword, you know, the software, we have the Strong's concordance, the key words, Hebrew words. Why that's important is because when you see one place that says kindle, you look at the number, and then you see the next place where it says kindle. And if the number is the same, then it's the same underlying root Hebraic word. But if the number is different, it only seems the same in English. You see what I'm saying? Because sometimes we'd be going through some deep study of the English, of a Hebrew translated scripture, and really pay no attention to the underlying roots. So we talk against the roots in our studies in the Rastafari Yeshiva, the school of His Imperial Majesty, the Shem, right? We're getting to the roots. And how is that we get to the roots? So we start from the low degrees to high degrees, the groundation. So I said, all right, let's find the word. The word is the H1197. Not to get it confused with other words for kindle. Because sometimes this word for kindle, for example, the first, okay, let's get this right here. The word kindle. What's this Torah portion right here? Okay, 35 and 3. Ye shall kindle no fire throughout your habitation upon the Sabbath day. Now, in the Peshat, in the plain view, and going from low degrees to high degrees, because as the Messiah said, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus Christus, he says that if I show you earthly things, you're not able to comprehend it, understand it. Then how you understand heavenly things? So we have to look at the plain sign in the first. Right, the first things is the earthly things, man's best, and the latter is job blessed. So we look at the first in a natural sense, the basic sense. Look at the Sabbath violator. The Sabbath violator had gone about collecting wood for no doubt lighting a fire or cooking or whatever like that on the Sabbath, and his Israelite his fellow citizens and people grab him up and call him a Sabbath. Now, we don't know whether he was warned or whatever. One might say he didn't need no warning. And on a certain level, I'm inclined to agree, but that grabbing him up when you see the whole full of context, it's like they did something wrong. And this is almost like where one child gets in trouble and the child says, you know, maybe waits a short moment, you know, until things die down a little bit, then grabs up the next child and says, hey, this one did something to take that attention off. And this is, seems like what they do, and it seems as though they're not clear exactly on what to do. Even though this this command, right, this Sabbath, sabbatical command is here in Exodus chapter 35, verses 1 to 3. The first portion, the first M-R-E, the manna ready to eat, right, ready to eat, right, Rastafari must eat, you know, and this is the manna, the angel's bread, where it says, ye shall kindle no fire. Now, one might take it literal, according to the letter of the law. The letter of the law, right, says, No fire. And this, no doubt, is how the Israelites, you know, saw this with this man doing what he did. You know, he basically was kindling, you know, seeking to kindle. He was working, first of all. He didn't even get to the point of kindling a fire when they snatched him up. You know, they snatched him up quick, fast. You know, it's like what we see kind of going on with these, you know, Juicy Shmole and even with R. Kelly. And, you know, it's something interesting. This was the lies and everything being exposed. It's the Baal, the prophets of Baal. Remember, the prophets of Baal that work for Jezebel, Skezebel, how many of them were? And they have a magazine, Jezebel, and it's a very strong force out there. So don't think like, oh, we're just talking Bible stuff. Look, these ones in the so-called, in your so-called real world, which is a fantasy, is a sunken place. But in what you call the real world out there, they are actually using these biblical scriptural motifs, empowering them, and they're having force and effect in the so-called real world. So many ones will dismiss this, you know, and say, oh, this is Bible, they're real things. But then we see underlying those so-called real things in the so-called real world are these things. But see, many of the people are blind because they haven't given an ear, right? So here we see that this same word, ba'ar, it's on the root ba'ar, ba'ar. Right? Ba'ar means to burn. Ba'ar also means something's burnt, right? To consume, to kindle, to be kindled. Now, check this out. When we get into the Qal and the roots of this word, not very deeply, but it's kind of interesting that the word means to begin to burn something, to be kindled, to start burning, to burn, be burning, to burn, to consume. It also means Yahweh's wrath, his wrath. It can also mean human wrath, like somebody being rotted or wrath or angry, right? To kindle, to burn, to consume, to remove. Now, in the sense of removing, it can be to remove guilt. In the figurative sense, to kindle, to burn up, to consume, in the sense of destroy, to burn. But then there's a secondary sense, right? The secondary sense of the Qal. The Qal is like the Hebrew, the root. So it's said like an order, like a 1, 2, 3. So from the foundation of the word ba'ar, the ba'ar, 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 right? To burn, right? Now, we have this even with the Tabera. Tabera, that's a place. There's a whole incident at Tabera, right? I think this is the graves, wasn't the graves of lust, where the people lusted, right, for the debtors. They were lusting for the debtors, right? So here we have it where it says, ye shall kindle lo te ba'eru. Lo te ba'eru. Lo te ba'eru eish. Ye shall kindle te ba'eru. Te ba'eru is like speaking to all y'all. In particular, to all y'all male. Y'all shall kindle, right, to all y'all male. Lo te ba'eru. But we're speaking to females that will have a different sense. Right, so it's like you all, but you know the Hebrew has some specifics, right? Because they're pointing te ba'eru, right? Lo, no, lo te ba'eru eish, kindle no fire, be called mishibotekem be yom ha shabbat. You shall kindle no fire throughout your habitation upon the Sabbath day, right? Upon the Sabbath day. Now here, the secondary sense of the Qal, the root. Right, are we at the Qal? Okay, we're here. Well, the secondary sense, let's get this right here. Okay, the secondary form of the word. So we just went through some of the other forms, the Qal, the PL, the Hefel, and the Puel. Touch on that right there, but different senses of a word, right, to know what context. The secondary sense of Ba'ar, which means to kindle or to burn in that sense, means to be stupid, to be stupid, to be stupid, to be brutish, to be barbarous, so to speak, right? The Qal is to be stupid, to be dull-hearted, unreceptive. Kindle no fire. Now, what's interesting about the word Aish, Ethiopically, and I have to note this for the Chavarim, at the word Aish, coming forward, right? The word Aish, right? The word Aish is fire. Like we have Issat in the Royal Amharic, in the Ethiopic, well, in the Royal Amharic, we have Issat, right? And then the Ethiopic, but the Issat, fire, also means, in the seminar work, right, learning to read the sign language, it means intelligence, right? But so in the context here of burning fire, in the context of the Shabbat day, right, is where we get the new and the living way, right? But we also have it right here in the root, to be stupid, to be brutish, to be stupid with that, the fire, the divine fire, and also the anger, the wrath, the anger, like, you know, hostilities. In other words, to be stupid, to be dull-hearted, not unreceptive, to be stupid, to be dull-hearted, right? It has to feed, to graze, to cause, to be grazed over, right? You know, but the plain sense of it, right, in the first sense, and this is where the Sabbath violator definitely was wrong, is that they were in the wilderness. They didn't have, I mean, it wasn't like he had to go to a job in a community way off someplace and, you know, or some other kind of thing. He's living in Babylon under some sort, you know what I mean? That's what he said, God bless for the new and the living way, the renewed covenant. It wasn't as though that was his situation. You know what I mean? He had, basically, you almost had the whole, we were out here in the camps. You know, so you can, it's the proper preparation and planning. Now, whether what was to happen to him, this is where it connects with the Yomot, the Yomot word. And how do we read it? Let him be put to death, or in the sense that let him kill himself, like he's killing himself, right? He's dying if he violates this, you know, on that level. And then we look at the word, the 1197, the age 1197, as we go through this book right here, we see it in the sense of burning and burn. The most interesting link is the Tabera. Look at the metaphysical of Tabera, T-A-B-E-R-A-H. That's the numbers 11 and 3 and what happened there. But we move forward here, and we saw this, and just to share this quick word and get a build on it, it is in Deuteronomy 13:5. It says, and the prophet or the dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has spoken to turn you away from the Yahweh, your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. In other words, from he who be, who he be. See, he points to Egypt because that shows who he be. When they say, well, who is Yahweh? Who is he who be, who he be? like when Paro was disrespectful, but he also, in a sense, could have had a point there when he says, well, who is he who be who he be? He who be who he be is the one who's bringing I and I out of Egypt, is what Moshe was basically saying to him. So this becomes a testimony of who he be, right, in his nature to become, and also who he's the same today, yesterday, forever, in that triune trinity sense, and redeemed you out of the house of bondage to thrust thee out of the way which the Yahweh, thy Elohim, commanded. Talking about the dream of the false prophet, the dream of dreams, right? Commanded thee to walk, to try, to the liberty, to try it out, to walk it out. And now here's where the root of the Ba'ar, linked with Tabera, is. So shalt thou put evil... Right, put is the tabera, the evil is the word ra'a, away. So here, the underlying word, away, connected to this evil, putting away evil, has the ba'ar sense from the midst of thee. Right, and then in 17 and 7 says the hands of the witness shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So thou shalt put, the word put, the evil, ra'a, away, the ba'ar, right, from among you. See, I point this out because I see that in many cases, I'm talking about putting away, you know, the evil, it has this kind of root right here. Right? So in a sense, to kindle fire, there's already the divine fire, the divine intelligence. Be still in the gnosis that rests there, because the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. And recognizing this fire, this light in us, and even the 7-day, the cycle. You know, just to look at it just from that root right there. You know, so a little bit more on the kindling the fire, going to touch on that's a very important theme. Right? We look at it naturally, you know, then some people like be in the dark and everything because they can't have on anything, because, and that's a literalistic way, and this is probably one way where Rav Shaul, of course, was right and exact when he's saying to them, you know, not the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law, you know, that kindling fire is like they say, fuss, cuss every day, but especially on the Shabbat day, you know, because it's a time for rest, it's a time within the divine cycle. This is why Jai is so insistent, you know, on observing it, and the Messiah, he basically, yay and amen, that word, when he says that the Sabbath was, you know, made for man and not man for the Sabbath.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For thee as incense. For thee as incense.
Sabbath and a whole of meditation. A life may I preserve and I observe what I want in a nation. The nation. We see corruption moving up to our eyes. Amidst the righteousness I get a vibe. But still I a chill cause we know say a creation. Catch this a clear indication. If the relevant authority did want you to learn, them would have put more effort on school. But it's to their advantage. Destination, it's a
gate, rolling on the brink. But we must reverse the judgment and make them ship sink. We know it's possible, I'm already convinced.
Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever living, ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he's King of kings, of stars, country, land, and tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he's King of kings, of stars, country, land, and tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he's King of kings, of stars, country, land, and tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only King of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, yo!
Senbet Salam. Senbet Salam. Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
I say Sigabu, Kainatuna, Hizvu, Bechibret, Yemiazemutno. All shall sing as they begin the service. Kedase Sigabu. As they enter the Kedase, Kainatu Na Hizbu, the priest and the people, Bechibret in Ainati, Yemiyazemutno, shall sing, shall chant, Isis, 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 Isis.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Besama'ab. Weweld Wemenfes Kedus Ahadu Amlak Amlak Amlak.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, Aret. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the Aret, all the earth. Say among the heathen, that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Arech, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a song. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Xiabihev the sustainer, a new song. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song. With trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, the Nagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a Psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forest bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba-shalom.
Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thunder it. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Bakadamawi. Bakadamawi.
Anna Bekoach, we beg thee, I. Anna, Anna Bekoach. Gedulata Yemin Katir Serura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata Yemin Katir Serura. Untangle our united fate. Aver Arina Ta Amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Aver Arina Ta Amika. Zangaved, Zangaved, Zangaved. Tahereinu. Nora, Nora. Elevate and purify us. Zangaved, Zangaved, Zangaved. Tahereinu. Tahereinu. Elevate and purify I and I. Nora. Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful dread one, one, awesome dread one, awesome. Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamre, Barkem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidkateka, Tamida, Tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity, 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 Barkem, Barkem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidkateka, Tamida, Tamle. May your righteousness always reward. Always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika. Powerful and holy and Isla One. In goodness, Nahela Idateka. In goodness, lead your flock. Yahida Ge'eh Le Ameka Bine Zokhreya Kedushateka. Unique and proud one. To your people turn, Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Shau atenu kavel, accept our cries. Shau atenu kavel, accept our cries. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Shau atenu, kaver ushma, saik atenu, yodea ta elumot. O knower of mysteries, of secrets, yodea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kuvod Malkuto Le'olam Wa'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever. Lecha Dodi, 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 Lecha Dodi, Likrat Natala, Tene Shabbat, Nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Natala, Tene Shabbat, Nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika todi likrati atala bne shabati nikapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word when the voice divine Ivine at Sinai Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad echad wa hiubi Jehovah Yah chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is His name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'chem Ulati Areta, with Tehillah. In Him is our glory, in him our fame, I and I fame. Nikado di alikratia kala, pene shapatia nikabala. Oh, come. Let us make I and I meet the queen of days. The Sabbath hot Shabbat yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath hot Shabbat foreshadows blessing, baraka, divine. Blessings I vine. Leka dodi likratia kala, bene shapatia nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of Hamelech, of the king, of the Nehus, even Nehus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I again, to his grace. Lecha dodi likratia kala, bene shapatia nikabala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likratia kala, bene shapatia nikabala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha dodi likratia kala, bene shapatia nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, the I Elohim has loved the I as bridegroom is bride. Lecha dodi likratia kala, bene shapatia nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, thee sweet, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lecha dodi likratia kala, bene shapatia nikabala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari, we, I and I hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I, welcome thy day. We, I and I, welcome thy night. Lecha dodi likrati kala, bene shapati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, hot Shabbat, the Senbet, greet, greet.
You name Jagat and he's a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and he's a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. When I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of
the Holy Trinity, and I'm always Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready. Bemez Mordawi, Jetna Hule. Besama Abba, well, women fest Kadu Sahadu Amla Kame. Kibber the Kalu, Kibber the Tilsu, Kibber the Haile, Kibber the Selamawi Haile Selassie. Ja, Rastafari. I got your way on with. I got your way on with. Hey, send me salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send me salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the 10-string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan, hey, aha. Send me salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send me salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Send Bet Salam, Shabbat Shalom. Song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Bet Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Babylon be like trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send back salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Shabbat Shalom, oh, 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 a song for the day.
Negeri Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah!
Just so.
Oh, excellent is thy name, the one set thy glory above the heavens.
Yahweh El Shaddai. Eyes are not.
Shalom, yes, I. Those two Brother McQueen's right there, Armin Gideon, the acoustic. Shabbat Shalom to compliment the Sabbath Psalm, Psalm 92, and that tune right there, Ras Zachari with Jarain, to complement the Friday evening Psalm, Psalm 93. So the Psalms that initiate or start out the Sabbath by the trod, we have Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, plus Psalm 29. Then we pick up after the Ana Bekoa and the Lekad Dodi, those traditional sabbatical chant, word, sound, power. The Ana Bekoa is a Kabbalistic a chant which goes into the attributes of Jehovah. What's interesting is that in the previous Torah reading and feeding, the 21st, we had the 13 attributes of He Who Be, Who He Be revealed to Moshe when Moshe requested to see the glory. He said his backward parts. Interesting reasoning on the Kabbalah and the Tree of Life. You know, when people look at it, is it the front or the back that we're looking at? We maintain it's the back parts, the attributes right there, there, there. But here, 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 we have Psalm 95 to 99, plus the short psalm or the psalm, Psalm 29. Then we pick up with the sabbatical psalm, the evening psalm, which is Psalm 92. And then we seal up with Psalm 93. So those two tunes right there, Army Gideon with the exclusive acoustic, the Sendet Salam, Shabbat Shalom, inspired by the sabbatical psalm, Psalm 92, and then the Ras Zachari with Jarain for the Friday evening psalm. And there, those are chants right there that traditionally start out and initiate the Shabbat, the sabbatical time. So here, Psalm 92 and 93, then we'll pick up with today's evening psalm, I mean today's daily psalm, Slika, today's daily psalm according to the royal order, Psalm 25. Yes, sir.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works! And thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Shabbat shalom, send that salam, and here, 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 Psalm 93, Friday evening psalm.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
The whole place is due for
just Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
We're going to ride out with Psalm 25, today's daily psalm, right here, here, here. And we also have the Aliyah, as we chant Aliyah, go over the Aliyah. The Aliyah is like the each individual reading, right? So the Torah reading and feeding for the Shavuah, for the strong, there's seven readings. So we build on that Aliyah day. It's a chapter day, a Aliyah portion of the Torah reading and feeding the angels bread, the sabbatical manna. Going to go into the 6 days manna. But first, the Amidah. Going to share right here the Amidah, the little portion of the Amidah, which is Judaically, Hebraically, the standing prayer. The Amidah means standing, like standing to stand. Amad, Amidah, the standing prayer. And it's also known as the Shemona Esrei, which means the 18 blessings, the 18 benedictions, because it really brings out the fuller fullness of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the eternal king. Yes, I. Ketamali, how does Allah say? Right up. Yes, I. The Amidah, standing prayer. Yes, I. All right.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one? And who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord our God, on your people Israel and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficence. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never ceased, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, Torah of life and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beit HaMikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your amen. 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 Torah.
Yeah. Rastafari, I live it. Last year I live it. And raised in the heart of all man forever. Jah. 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 Jah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Be Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Be Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked.
Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So let's enjoy this gift that was made for I and I and I and I. I and I and we, Rastafari. So here we have the sixth Aliyah here for the sixth day here in the Shabbat Eve, Shabbat Shalom. Let's share this right here as we ride up. Got about 17 minutes or so for those listening to the live stream. This is a short Aliyah right here, but very important, the reading and feeding right here, the sixth Aliyah. Picking up with Exodus chapter 37, verse 17, Chaberim, for this sabbatical study, for this Shabbat strong.
And here, Shema, here, Shema. Here, Shema Yisrael, here, 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 give ear. Here, the Sheshi Aliyah, for Shabbat, Shabbat, Vayakahel, for Sabbath, and he gathered Sabbath, Vayakahel, and he assembled Sabbath, Vayakahel, and he churched. Here, 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 here. For a double portion, this will be the Shalishi, Kashahen Mechov, Mechov. This will be the, for a double portion, this will be the Shalishi, the third Aliyah here, for a double portion, Vayakahel, Pekudei, Pekudei. And here for Shabbat, Vayakahel, the Sheshi. The Sheshi Ali, Sheshi Ali, the golden lamp stands, falsely called candlestick. The golden lamp stand. Compare, contrast Exodus chapter 25, verse 31. Here, second book of Moses, Exodus chapter 37, verse 17. The Sheshi Aliyah, the sixth up offering, the sixth reading, the sixth ascension offering for Shabbat Vayakahel. For a double portion, we have the Shalishi. This will be the Shalishi for a double portion. This will be the third reading, third up offering for a double portion. Shalishi, Kashahen, Mechov, Mechov, Mechov. And he made the lampstand pure gold. Beaten work made he the lampstand. His shaft and his branch, his bowls, his knops, and his flowers were of the same. Here, here, here. Shema Yisrael. Vaya'asa etaha menorah zahava tahora. Mikasha asa etaha menorah. Yerekaha. We kanaha. Gevieha. Kafatoreha. Ufaracheha. Mimena. Hayu, and he made the menorah of pure gold. Vayaasa etaha menorah zahava tahor, of pure gold. Zahav tahor teru, zahav tahor. And he made ha menorah. Vayaasa et ha menorah zahava tahor. Mikasha, mikasha, of beaten work. Mikasha asa etaha menorah, of beaten work. He made ha menorah. He made the lampstand. Yerekaha, yerekaha. Even its base, even her, her base. Yerekaha, 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 her base. With kanaha and her shaft. Gevieha, her cups. Kaftoreha, her knots. Ufaracheha, and her flowers, Mia Mena, Hayu, they were of one piece, were of one piece with her, were of one piece with her, with her. Six branches going out of the sides thereof, three branches of her menorah of the lampstand out of the one side thereof, and three branches of her menorah of the lampstand out of the other side thereof. Three bowls made after the fashion of almonds in one branch, a knop and a flower, and three bowls made like almonds in another and other branch, a knop and a flower. So throughout the six branches going out of HaMenorah, out of the lampstand, and in HaMenorah, the lampstand, were four bowls made like almonds, her knops and her flowers, her knops and her flowers. Uva mora, arba'a, gvi'i, mishukadi, kaftoreha, kaftoreha, ufaracheha, her knops and her flowers. And a knop under two branches of the same, and a knop under two branches of the same, and a knop under two branches of the same, according to the six branches going out of it, going out of her. Their knobs and their branches of the same. All of it, one beaten work, pure gold, zahav, tahor. And he made his seven lamps and his snuffers and his snuff dishes of pure gold, gold, gold. Vayasa eta ne roteha shiva'a ua malakaheha ua machetoteha zahava tahor. And he made the lamps thereof seven, and the tongs thereof seven, and the snuff dishes thereof of pure gold. Or he made her seven lamps, and her snuffers, and her snuff dishes of zahav tahor, pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold, zahav tahor, made he it, and all the vessels thereof. The incense, the Aishans altar, the incense altar, here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, Exodus, compare, contrast that with Exodus 30 and 1, here, 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 Exodus 30, chapter 37, Exodus chapter 37, verse 25, the incense, the Aishans altar. And he made the incense, the Aishans altar, shittim wood, the length of it, a cubit, and the breadth of it, a cubit, four square, two cubits, the height of it. The horns thereof were of the same. Wayaasa eta mizbach haketoreta itzeya shitima amaha arko we ama rachbo rahua we amataima komato mimenu hayu karnotao karnoto. And he made the altar of Aishans of acacia wood. Wayaasa eta mizbach haketoret itzei shiti. A cubit was the length of it. Amma arko.
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 Arko. And a cubit was the breadth of it. We amma rachbo.
Rachbo.
Four square. Ravua. Ravua. Four square. Ravua. We amataima komato, and two cubits was the height thereof. We amataima komato. Mimenu hayu karnotayo, and the karnotayo, the horns thereof, were of one piece.
One piece
with
one
it. And the horns thereof were of the same. And he overlaid it with a zahav tahor, pure gold. The top of it, and the sides thereof round about, and the horns of it. Also he made to it a crown of gold round about. And he made two rings of gold for it under the crown thereof, by the two corners of it, upon the two sides thereof, to be places for the staves, to bear it withal. And he made the staves of shittim wood, it's a shittim of acacia wood, and overlaid them with zahav, with gold.
With gold.
With gold. With the anointing oil. Here, 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 verse 29, Exodus chapter 37. Here, verse 29, compare, contrast with Exodus chapter 30, verses 23 to 38. Here, 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 Shema Yisrael. Exodus chapter 37, here, verse 29. Wayaasa eta shemen ha misha ha kodesh.
Kodesh.
And he made the holy anointing oil. Wayaas, and he made eta shemen, the oil ha misha ha, of the anointing. Shemen ha misha ha Kodesh, holy, set apart. We'et Kittoret, we'et Kittoret,
Kittoret,
Ha-Samin. And the pure incense, and the pure incense of Tahora Ma'iseh, and the pure aishens of sweet spices. We'et Kittoreta Ha-Samin Ma'Tahora Ma'iseh Rokeyach. After the art of the perfumer, Ma'iseh Rokeyach,
Rokeyach, Rokeyach, Rokeyach, Rokeyach, Rokeyach, Rokeyach, Rokeyach, Rokeyach, Rokeyach, Rokeyach, Rokeyach, Rokeyach.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Be Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Bible. Shout up two songs.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat
strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong,
the seven aliyots, aliyot, the aliyah, aliyah up offering, ascension, going up like the offerings, it said that we give the word, sound, and power, Hosea's prophecy right there, word, sound, power right there. And so the debtors, you know, offer the offerings, and even right there in that word sound from Psalm 141, prayer as aishens and the lifting up of the hands as the evening sacrifice. But here, in this sixth aliyah, about to ride up with today's psalm of psalm for the 20th, wow, ain't that something? The psalm for the 25th is the 25th. Even though Ethiopically, you know, it had nothing to do with the English, but how everything just rise and set, right? But here we picked up with Exodus for the sixth aliyah, the sixth of the seven aliyot, aliyah day, for the sixth day here, covering the sixth aliyah, which is Exodus chapter 37 at verse 6. And we try to emphasize it there in the read coming from the Hebrew, right, where, first of all, like here in the Scofield Study Bible, it has like the superscriptions, like in different sections, breaking down the different section. And when you read in the Hebrew, you can see these are different sections. So the Scofield Bible, study Bible is a good English base, you know, like a first step, you know, for I and I study. So here it says the golden candlestick. So we strike candlestick because candlestick is powered by wax and fire. But the menorah, the lampstand, is powered by oil. Scripturally, biblically, Hebrew, scientifically speaking, according to the true gnosis, the knowledge, right, oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit or of Spirit. Just generally speaking, oil, symbol of the Spirit, and the holy oil, a symbol of the Holy Spirit. So we have a strike candlestick. Yeah, maybe later on when he translated, he was using candlesticks, not oil and all that, rah, rah, rah. But it's not an accurate translation. And we're not going to beat down the King James like some would, but we're saying that it's a first step, right? Don't trip over the first step, right? Don't let the stepping stone become a stumbling block, as it has been for many of us until we get to study to shew ourselves approved. So here in verse 17, where the sixth aliyah picks up right here, Exodus 37 and 17, for the sheishi aliyah, it says, and he made the candlestick and strike the menorah. A better English translation would be lampstand of pure gold. Of beaten work made he the candlestick, the menorah or lampstand. Now, here's the part, the gender bending. We're going to ask a question. Yeah, let's ask the question first of all. Going to have a meme, hopefully, for this. What's up with the King James Version, the KJV gender bendings? What's up with the gender bendings in the King James translation from the Hebrew Bible? As it says in the King James Bible, they said out of the original languages and Hebrew and all that, but in the Hebrew it doesn't say that. Here it says his shaft and his branch, his bowls, his knops, and his flowers were of the same. And we tried to emphasize that they're actually more better and accurately, because the menorah, even the word brings up the feminine sense of it, it's really her shaft and her branch and her bowls and ha, or in the Hebrew sense, ha, right? Ha knops and ha flowers. Just to emphasize that right there, some of the items, you know, looking at the Hebrew, some of the items are in the you can say the male, the masculine, the feminine sense, and that's where we get the true divine double helix. Remember, man, the human being was created in his image and after his likeness. So we can learn from studying the science when we get the right logistics. So we just point that out right there, sort of just emphasize that the menorah is referred to as she. It's interesting because also the ark, in a sense, and then in the new covenant, this Mariam, Holy Mary, the mother of Getachin Jesus, is likened, how this Mariam is likened to the ark within the new covenant Nazarene and Orthodox and other Christians that can see, you know, the true spirituality. She is likened to the ark of the covenant because even the ark is feminine. You know what I mean? When we start to look at the sanctuary is feminine. But here's the interesting thing, that the two tablets inside are likened, is a likeness of Yeshua. The word, remember the word, the 10 words, the word become flesh. So we can see when we have the right logistics, how even in the new covenant sense, in the true church and the professing church, especially the Tewahedo church, the church of Philadelphia, we have this likeness coming out, and we can trace even the Israelite roots in the highlands of Ethiopia, because here at the groundation, we get to recognize the true science. So anyway, there's some gender bendings, you know, and there was what is her, and he translated as either it or sometimes even here egregiously as he. Just pointing that out to the Chabarim right there, and also sharing, this is the Kalanji clip right here. We call this the Learn Hebrew Amharic audio clip right here. After this, calling, brothers and sisters, about to write up today's daily psalm, Psalm 25.
Let up this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwafic, Tamarians. Learn them languages there. Learn the Amharic language. You see?
You
see?
The English language.
The English language.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach. The prologue, King James 1611 version. The same.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the fuller full now. Call in. Call 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. One.
Live by the Torah and the wicked I go crumble. Baby Bible. Shout up to songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Baby Bible. Shout up to songs.
We're going to chant up Psalm 25 right here. The Royal Amharic. Yes, sir. Less than 60 seconds. Call in or catch the replay at least by the next day. So here, right on today's daily psalm right here. Let's go from low degrees to high degrees. First, we'll go with the KJV. Then we're going to rock the Royal Amharic. Go through it verse by verse. Right, verse by verse, comparing, contrasting, and highlighting any significant, you know, differences. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, live by the Torah, chant up the Psalms. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Psalm 25.
Mizmor kafhe le David.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul, my soul, my soul, my soul. My soul.
Elecha Adonai nafshi esra.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Elohai.
I trust in thee. trust in thee.
Becha vatahti, 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 vatahti.
Let me not be ashamed,
not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed.
Al evoshal, 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 evoshal.
Let not mine enemies triumph over me, over me, over me, over me.
Al ya'alitsu oyevai li, oyevai li,
oyevai li,
oyevai li,
oyevai li,
oyevai li,
oyevai li.
Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses. For they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity. For it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God. Out of all his trouble,
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 out of all his trouble. Yes, I. Very interesting right here. Here we look at the royal order, the Psalms, right? The Psalms according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Earlier in the month of February, for the third, we had Psalm 25. And here again, for the 25th, we have Psalm 25. And the Torah reading and feeding has Moshe saying the very same thing. Teach me, like, show me thy ways, O Jehovah, in the revelation of the name, the Hashem, and the 13 attributes that were revealed in the previous Torah reading and feeding. Now, it's interesting because later on, furthermore, when they blaspheme and slander the good land, the good land. And John said, okay, 40, well, he was going to just let them just die in the wilderness, but Moses appealed. He was able to advocate for mercy to the Israelites based on the knowledge of the attributes. Like when we say Lord, when we say Jehovah, we say Yahweh. Basically, the Hebrews, he be who he be, he becomes who he becomes. But then his revealing the attributes show who he be. And then when we start to study the Torah, we'll see how Moses wisely advocated from some of the 13 attributes, but he avoided other attributes. In other words, he appealed, Kabbalistically speaking, he appealed to the side of the tree that is mercy. Paul talks about it. Paul, the Yehudi, Rabbi Saul, he speaks about that in Romans, where he says, behold, you know, the mercy and the severity when we look at the tree. So Moses was able to appeal to those attributes of mercy so that Jah, you know, it's like saying, if you say to somebody, I'm like this, I'm like that, I'm like the next thing, and then somebody goes afoul of you, and you really want to go at them and punish them, and then somebody else says, well, didn't you say you are like this? Didn't you say you are like that? Now, you may not say, well, like, for example, one of the names was Truth, right? You know, he's the God of Truth. Moses could not appeal for mercy to the grumbling, murmuring, complaining, disobedient Israelites based on that. So I just point that out there because as I was listening to the chant and the write-up, I said, chant. Then we just come across that, just last Shabuah,
We went through that where Moses says the very same thing. So we can see even in the development of the Psalms and the chants, how they build on the basic foundation of the Torah reading and feedings, the glory of his divine majesty, Kadamawi, Hala Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. But here, let's do this right here.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Here we have Abraham Chaboda, native speaker and reader, reading the psalm right here. We have this to the dub, Dennis Brown, God Bless My Soul, right here. Here we're going to go to the verse by verse after this. First here.
That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Ungodly. And also, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Mazmur Hayarat, Bekenef Hayams. የዳዊ መዝሙር አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ነፍሴን አነሳለሁ አምላኬ አንተን ታመንኩ አልፈር ጠላቶቼ በእኔ አይሳቁብኝ አንተን ተስፋ የሚያደርጉ አያፍሩም በከንቱ የሚገበዙ ያፍራሉ አቤቱ መንገድህን አመልክተኝ ፍለጋህንም አስተምረኝ አንተ የመድኃኒቴ አምላክ ነህና በእውነት ምራኝ አስተምረኝ ቀኑን ሁሉ አንተን ተስፋ አድርጌያለሁ አቤቱ ምህረትህንና ቸርነትህን አስብ ከጥንት ጀምሮ ናቸውና የልጅነቴን ኃጢአትና መተላለፍ አታስብብኝ አቤቱ ስለ ቸርነትህ ብዛት እንደ ምህረትህ አስበኝ እግዚአብሔር ቸር ቅንም ነው ስለዚህ ኃጢአተኞችን በመንገድ ይመራቸዋል ገሮችን በፍርድ ይመራል ለገሮችም መንገድን ያስተምራቸዋል የእግዚአብሔር መንገድ ሁሉ ቸርነትና እውነት ነው ቃል ኪዳኑንና ምስክሩን ለሚጠብቁ አቤቱ ኃጢአቴ እጅግ ነውና ስለ ስምህ ይቅር በለኝ እግዚአብሔርን የሚፈራ ሰው ማን ነው በሚመርጠው መንገድ ያስተምረዋል ነፍሱ በመልካም ታድራለች ዘሩም ምድርን ይወርሳል እግዚአብሔር ለሚፈሩት ኃይላቸው ነው ቃል ኪዳኑንም ያስታውቃቸዋል እርሱ እግሮቼን ከወጥመድ ያወጣቸዋልና አይኖቼ ሁል ጊዜ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ናቸው እኔ ብቻዬንና ችግረኛ ነኝና ፊትህን ወደ እኔ አድርግ ማረኝ የልቤ ችግር ብዙ ነው ከጭንቀቴ አውጣኝ ድካሜንና መከራዬን እይ ኃጢአቴንም ሁሉ ይቅር በል ጠላቶቼ እንደበዙ የግፍም ጥል ጠልተውኛል ነፍሴን ጠብቅና አድነኝ አንተን ታምኛለሁና አልፈ አንተን ተስፋ አድርጌያለሁና የዋህትና ቅንነት ይጠብቁኝ አቤቱ እስራኤልን ከመከራው ሁሉ አድነው
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But we want the next verse with Amorex. But we want the next verse with Amorex.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
Besama'av, Wilhelminses Kedusa, Haduam, Latin, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 25 from the HSV, Haile Selassie version. Here we're going to compare side by side with the KJV. Compare and contrast. So from the book of the seven seals of Garmawi, Kanamawi, Haile Selassie, weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Today's daily psalm, Mezmor Haya. I missed Psalm 25. His theme, the Adega Gizeya Kareve Tselot. In a time Adega, like in a dangerous or adventurous Adega. It's interesting. They say that crisis, opportunity, Adega. The Adega Gizeya, in a time of, one would say, trouble or crisis, adventure. It's an interesting word, Adega. Crisis, like the crisis and opportunity. Yekareve, that which is presented, Tselot. A prayer. Right, presented in a time of danger, in a time of crisis, also in a time of adventure. The word crisis, adventure, crisis, and opportunity in that sense depends on one's perspective, but the prayer is always good. The first word right here is a word on prayer right here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, Garmawi, Kanamawi, Haile Selassie, Book of the Seven Seals, Mezmor, Haya Amis, Da'ad Gagize, Yekarevez Elot, Ye Dawid, Mezmor, Ye Dawid of David, Mezmor, a chant, an intonation of David from the Mezmore, Mezmore, Dawid, the Psalms of David, David. Again, Besama'av, Awolid, Wamenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, and Jemra'al, in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, the one source, we begin. Kuter and. Abetu, what ante, nesen, anesalu, to the eye, abetu, I father, his father, O father of the house, do I lift up my soul, what ante, nesen, anesalu, anesalehu, anesalu, abetu, what ante, nesen, anesalu, amlaki, antenna, tamenuhu, alfer, kalatoche, bene, ayasakuin. Oh my God, Amlake, oh my source, Anten, the eye, in the eye, Tamenu, Tamenu, in the eye, I trust in the eye. Let me not be ashamed, Alfer, Alfer, let me not be ashamed, fear, let not mine enemies triumph over me, Telatoche, my haters, Bene, Ayasakubin, Ayasakubin, Ayasakubin. Let them not triumph over I. Kuter, kuter, source, verse 3. Antenna tesfa yemiya dorgu ayafrum. Bekentu yemiya gebezua yafralu. Yea. Let none that wait on thee I be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Anten, the I, in the I, tesfa yemiya dorgu ayafrum. Let none, make none that wait, that hope, that expect. Tesayim yadargu anten, tesayim yadargu ayafru. Bekentu, in vain, yemi gebezu, who are hypocrites. Gebezu. Bekentu yemi gebezu, yafralu. Let them which are hypocrites, let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Kutara arat, verse 4. Abetu, mena gedehina, amelikten, amelikten, amelikten. Shoo me. Show me, cause me to know, show me thy past, Abirtu, I father, his father, O father of the house, Abirtu, Menagedehin, your way, the I way, Amelikten, Amelikten, Legahinim, Astemrein, your path, teach I, Legahinim, Astemrein. Kutamis, verse 5, Ante, ye medhanite amlaka nehina, baunatihim merang, asetemarenim, kenunuhulu antentesadrgialu. Lead me, lead I in the I truth, and teach I, Ante. Ante, the I only, for thou art the God, the source of my salvation. Ante ye medhanite amlak nehna, baunete merang, astemainyim, on the eye, do I wait, hope, expect all the day, kenun hulu anten tesad regalo, kuter sedis abetu, verse 6, abetu, I father, his father, O father of the house, mehiratihina, chernetihina, sip, katinta jamro, nachuina, remember, think about, remember, Asif, Abertu, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, Abertu, Mihiretihin, Nacharnetihin, Asif, for they have been ever of old, Katinta Jamro, Nachawuna, Kutar Sabat, verse 7. Yelijnati Nahatiatina, Metalale Fatasibinya, Abertu, Silacharneti, Bizate, and the Mihirete, Asbeng. Remember not the sins, the uggeries of my youth. Yeah, lijnete nachat yatina, mitlale fatasibbing, nor my transgressions. Abirtu, O Father, his Father, I Father, Father of the house, according to thy mercy. Remember thou I, for thy goodness sake. Abirtu, silacharnete hibizat in the mihirate, hasbeng, egziabihar, charak innimano. Silazi achat yatenyo chinna b'men geda yimarachwal. Good, good, good and upright is egziavi her sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father. Egziavi her cher kinnimno. Therefore, Silazi, will he teach sinners, akas, lackers, in the way, Silazi, chat yatenyo chinna b'men gede yimarachwal. Kutarvet 10, verse 9. Garochin b'fardi yimaral. Le garochimma men gedina yastem rachwal. The meek, garochin, will he guide in judgment b'fardi yimaral. And the meek, le garochim, will he teach his way? Men gedin, yastem rachual. Kutelasin, verse 10. Ye gziyari her men ged hullu charnetina unetna. Kala kidanunna miskaruna lemiat abku. All the paths of a gziyari her stain the good, generous ab, our mercy and truth. Ye gziyari her men ged hullu charnetina unetna. To such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. Al kidanna nisakaruna sile mitabku kutasara an. Ave tu khat yate ya ijigna wina sile simi yikarabeling. For thy name's sake, Ave tu, I Father, his Father. O Abba, Father of the house, pardon mine iniquity. Ave tu khat yate ijigna wina sile simi yikarabeling. For it is great. Kutara asara hulet, verse 12. Egziali harinna yamifaraso manno. What man is he that feareth, rephrase, what man is he that reverence, that respecteth, exiaviah, the sustainer, the good, the generous, of exiaviah, rin, yemifaraso, manno, him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. Verse 13, nefsu his soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. Zaruma midrin yuarsal. Kutarasra rat verse 14. Ekziari her lemifaruta hailacho no. Allah kidanunim yasatauk achwa. The secret of Ekziari to stay in the good, the generous Ab is with them that fear, that reverence, that respect him. Ekziari her lemifarut hailacho no. The power. For those who reverence Exiavi the sustainer, their power he is. Exiavi her lemi farut chaylacho no. Kal kidan nema yasatau kachual, and he will shew them his covenant. Kuta asara amis, verse 15. Ersu groche kawet ameria wet achual na. I know che hulgize what Exiavi her nacho. Mine eyes are ever toward the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Arsu grochin kawet meria wet achwalina. I know che hulgize what exiavi her nacho. Utera Asara Asara Sadiska, verse 16. Inne Bichayina Chigrenya Nina Fitihin Wodene Adriga Marenyam. Turn thee eye to eye and have mercy upon I, for I am desolate and afflicted. Inne Bichayina Chigrenya Nina Fitihin Wodene Adriga Marenyam. Yelide Chigr Buzuno Kachin Kete Outang. Kutarasara Sabat, verse 17, the troubles of mine heart are enlarged. Yelibe chigar bizuno, enough, 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 enough. Oh, bring thou me out of my distresses, my anxieties. Kachin kete outan. Kutarasara Asara Sement, verse 18, dikamena mekrayena yi achatyate nimhulu yikarbeleng. Yikarbeleng, look upon my affliction and my pain. Dikamina mekrayin e, and forgive all my akari, all my sin, all my lack. Khatiate nem hulu yikarbeleng. Kutra sarazet n verse 19. Talatoche in da bezu e. Yagsima telatonya. Alatoche, Hinda Bezui, consider mine enemies, for they are many, for enough them be. Alatoche, Hinda Bezui, Gufima, Telatonyal, and they hate I with cruel enmity and hatred. Kutara Haya, verse 20. Mesin, Tabukina, Adneng, Hanten, Tamyal, Hunal, Sir. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Nesena tabkena tabkena adneng. Let make I not be ashamed, for I have put my trust, my confidence, my confidence in the eye. Anten tamyalhunal sir kutara hayand. Verse 21. Anten tesad regialhunal yawhatina kedneta yitabukun. Let make integrity and uprightness preserve I, for I wait on the eye. For I wait, I hope, I expect, I anticipate on the eye. Anten, the eye, anten and no other. Anten, tesa adrgyal huna, yohatina kinneta yitabukun. Let integrity, make integrity and uprightness preserve, protect, keep I and I and I. Kutela hayahulet, verse 22. Adetu. Israelin kamekrau hulu adno. Redeem, save, Adino. Redeem, Yisrael, O God, Abetu, I, Father, his Father, O Father of the house. Redeem, Yisrael, save Israel out of all his troubles. Abetu, Yisraelin kamekrau hulu, Adino. Adino, 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 Adino.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Selassie is a master, yeah, for the enemies are confounded. It's
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Teach me, teach me, teach me, teacher. Each high and I am a teacher.
rewind and come back to that time.
مزمور 24 بقنف 25 يا داويد مزمور አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ነፍሴን አነሳለሁ አምላኬ አንተን ታመንኩ አልፈር ጠላቶቼ በእኔ አይሳቁብኝ አንተን ተስፋ የሚያደርጉ አያፍሩም በከንቱ የሚገበዙ ያፍራሉ አቤቱ መንገድህን አመልክተኝ ፍለጋህንም አስተምረኝ አንተ የመድኃኒቴ አምላክ ነህና በእውነትህ ምራኝ አስተምረኝም ቀኑን ሁሉ አንተን ተስፋ አድርጌያለሁ አቤቱ ምህረትህንና ቸርነትህን አስብ ከጥንት ጀምሮ ናቸውና የልጅነቴን ኃጢአትና መተላለፍ አታስብብኝ አቤቱ ስለ ቸርነትህ ብዛት እንደ ምህረትህ አስበኝ እግዚአብሔር ቸር ቅንም ነው ስለዚህ ኃጢአተኞችን በመንገድ ይመራቸዋል ገሮችን በፍርድ ይመራል ለገሮችም መንገድን ያስተምራቸዋል የእግዚአብሔር መንገድ ሁሉ ቸርነትና እውነት ነው ቃል ኪዳኑንና ምስክሩን ለሚጠብቁ አቤቱ ኃጢአቴ እጅግ ነውና ስለ ስምህ ይቅር በለኝ እግዚአብሔርን የሚፈራ ሰው ማን ነው በሚመርጠው መንገድ ያስተምረዋል ነፍሱ በመልካም ታድራለች ዘሩም ምድርን ይወርሳል እግዚአብሔር ለሚፈሩት ኃይላቸው ነው ቃል ኪዳኑንም ያስታውቃቸዋል እርሱ እግሮቼን ከወጥመድ ያወጣቸዋልና አይኖቼ ሁል ጊዜ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ናቸው እኔ ብቻዬንና ችግረኛ ነኝና ፊትህን ወደ እኔ አድርግ ማረኝ የልቤ ችግር ብዙ ነው ከጭንቀቴ አውጣኝ ድካሜንና መከራዬን እይ ኃጢአቴንም ሁሉ ይቅር በል ጠላቶቼ እንደበዙ እይ የግፍም ጥል ጠልተውኛል ነፍሴን ጠብቅና አድነኝ አንተን ታምኛለሁና አልፈር አንተን ተስፋ አድርጌያለሁና የዋህነትና ቅንነት ይጠብቁኝ አቤቱ እስራኤልን ከመከራው ሁሉ አድነው
Sounds call not the dread learning mama Rick that's why I'm doing free the button stick
Amharic, the Federation, trade them learn the Amharic. The
bobo shanty dread them learn the amaret. Man they say the atadak dread them learn the amaret. Man they say the sapsit dread them learn the amaret. Tell them about the amaret, no fear about the stick. Tell them about the amaret, no fear about the stick. Tell them about the amaret, no fear about the stick. Tell them about the amaret, no fear about the stick. Tell them about the dread learn the amaret.
If him have the 12 tribe, and him have the Naya Bingi, him have the Ethiopian Orthodox, and him have the RMA, and him have this, there must be a man somewhere we can bring all of this thing together.
Natty Dreadland, the Amharic. Love that tune right there, Lindell Thompson and Dillinger. Learn him, I think it's called Learn Him, but the relix here, Every Mansion, Bobo Shanti, 12 tribe, Naya Bingi. That there is the key for Ina T, yes I, and starting from the groundation here hebraically, beginning with the 2-2. See that.
Nafshi Esa. These words were spoken by the generation that during persecution, false prosecution, during Hadrian's persecution, gave even their lives, their liberty, in pledge to hallow, to sanctify Hashem, to set apart the name, saying, when thou dost lend thy neighbor any manner of loan, thou shalt not enter his house to fetch his pledge. And if he be poor, thou shalt surely restore to him the pledge when the sun goeth down. According to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 10 to 12. And other comments. The words, Elekai Yehovah, Nafshi Esa T. to the eye, O Jehovah, do I lift up my soul. Eleka, Yehovah, Nafshi, Esa, are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Psalm 34, Hebraically the sixth verse, Psalm 31, Slika, Slakia, Psalm 31, verse 6, that reads, into thy hand I commit my spirit. Biyadika afkid ruchi, into thy hand, biyadika, I commit afkid my soul, ruchi, biyadika afkid ruchi. Here, Psalm 31, verse 6. Mizmor Lamed Aleph, the wild verse that reads, Bi Yadika Afkid Ruchi, into thy hand, into thy yad, Bi Yadika, I commit Afkid Ruchi, my soul Ruchi. As matters go in the world, a man with whom things are left for safekeeping may confuse one man's things with a second man's things, and the second man's with the first man's. For some things are not easily told apart, but with HaKadosh, with the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, there is no such confusion. For Thou, Lord, art God in truth. Yo El Emet. Yahuwah, O He who be, who He be, El, true good, true God, El, Amet. Thou, the I, O Jehovah, art El, the true good, the true God, the almighty I of truth. Yahuwah, El, Amet. Thus, like this, here, this is the second part of Psalm 31, Mizmor Lamed Aleph. The fuller verse reads, Padita oti Yahuwah el Emet. Thou the I hast redeemed me, redeemed I, O he who be, who he be, el Emet. Thou hast redeemed I, O Jehovah, thou the I, el Emet. God, true good of truth. Thus, like this, is it conceivable that a man should rise in the morning and seek his spirit and not find it? Or that he finds his spirit in another and other's possession? Or another's spirit in... And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Hei, Psalm 25, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hear, Shema, Shemauli, hear, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Hei, a psalm of David, to thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul? Lit dawi, elekai Yahuwah, nafshi esa. These words are to be considered in the light and the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 15, that reads, in the same day thou shalt give him his hire, neither shall the sun go down upon it, for he is poor, and he lifteth his soul to him. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, asked Dawid, Dawid, why dost thou lift up thy soul to me? David replied, because upon thine earth I am a hireling before the eye. Hear, Job chapter 7 verse 2, it reads, a servant that eagerly longeth for the shadow, and a hireling that looketh for the reward of his walk, the reward of his work. And it is written of a hireling in the law of Moses in HaTorah, in the same day thou, the eye, shalt give him his hire. And so, to the eye, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, do I lift up my soul. Eleka, Yahuwah, Nafshi, Esa. For in the world's use, the hireling who completes his work for a householder, ask the householder for the wage of his work, and the householder gives it to him. And shall it not be so with HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he? Shall not the words, neither shall the sun go down upon a man's hire, apply also to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shall it not also apply to the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One? Blessed be he. Now, if it is said of a hireling who asks the wage that the householder owes him, he lifteth his soul to him, how much more ought this be said of us, of I and I, whose lives, whose liberty depend upon the eye. Another, in an other comment, the verse is read, to thee, O Lord, do I lift up my life. Elekai Yahuwah Nafshi Esa. These words were spoken by the generation that during persecution, false prosecution, during Hadrian's persecution, gave even their lives, their liberty, in pledge to hallow, to sanctify Hashem, to set apart the name, saying, when thou dost lend thy neighbor any manner of loan, thou shalt not enter his house to fetch his pledge. And if he be poor, thou shalt surely restore to him the pledge when the sun goeth down. According to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 10 to 12. Another comment. The words, Elekai Yehovah Nafshi Esa, to the eye, O Jehovah, do I lift up my soul. Elekai Yehovah Nafshi Esa, are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Psalm 34, Hebraically the 6th verse, Psalm 31, Slika, Slakia, Psalm 31 verse 6, that reads, into thy hand I commit my spirit. Biyadika afkid ruchi into thy hand. Biyadika I commit afkid my soul ruchi. Biyadika afkid ruchi. Here Psalm 31 verse 6. Mizmor Lamed Aleph, the wild verse that reads, Biyadika afkid ruchi, into thy hand, into thy yad. Biyadika, I commit afkid ruchi, my soul ruchi. As matters go in the world, a man with whom thanks, with whom things are left for safekeeping, may confuse one man's things, one man's things with a second man's things, and the second man's with the first man. For some things are not easily told apart, but with HaKadosh, with the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, there is no such confusion. For thou, Lord, art God in truth. Yo, El, Emet, Yahuwah, oh he who be, who he be, El, true good, true God, El, Emet. Thou the I, O Jehovah, art El, the true good, the true God, the almighty I of truth, Yahuwah El Amen. Thus, like this, here, this is the second part of Psalm 31, Mizmor Lamed Aleph. The fuller verse reads, Padita oti Yahuwah el Emet. Thou the I hast redeemed me, redeemed I. O he who be, who he be, el Emet. Thou hast redeemed I, O Jehovah. Thou the I, el Emet. God, true good of truth. Thus, like this, is it conceivable that a man should rise in the morning and seek his spirit and not find it? Or that he finds his spirit in another and other's possession? Or another's spirit in his possession? Hence here it is said, thou the eye restorest what is left with thee, the eye, for safekeeping. For thou, the eye, O Jehovah, art God of truth, art El Emet. Padita oti, Yahuwah El Emet. Thou restorest, Padita oti, what is left with thee, for safekeeping. For thou the I, Yahuwah El Emet. Rav Iskandri Alexandri, he said, a mortal in whose possession new things are left for safekeeping, and with whom the things remain, returns them worn and used. Not so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not so, the Holy One, blessed be He. Things worn out, things worn and used are left with Him for safekeeping, and He returns them anew, He returns them new, Chadash. You can see for yourself that this is true. For the worker labors the whole day, and his spirit, Ruho, within him becomes weary and worn, so that he is tired when he goes to sleep. But Ruho, his spirit, his iris, is at peace, for it is in the safekeeping of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the safekeeping of the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set-Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. And at dawn it returns, a new creation to His body. As is said, even in Lamentations, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23, spirits are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Spirits are new every dawning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23. Rav Shimon said in the name of Rav Simon, because thou renewest our spirits, I and thy iris each dawn, namen, namenalen, we believe, nay, nah, we are certain that thou, the I, wilt restore our spirits, I and thy iris, to I and I at the resurrection. Rav Iskandri Alexandri said, because in our exile, I and I exile, thou, the I, renewest our spirits, I and I iris, each dawn, we, I and I, are certain that thy, the I, faithfulness must be so great as to deliver us to I liver, I and I. And another comment, to the eye, O Jehovah, how my soul is burdened, how she is burdened. Elekai Yehovah, nafshi esa. To the eye, O Jehovah, how my soul, nafshi, she is burdened, nafshi esa. And here, a midrash note on today's Psalm, Mizmor Kaf, Hey, Psalm 25. The commentator arrives at this reading, to the eye, O Lord, how my soul is burdened. The commentator arrives at this reading of to the eye, O Jehovah, do I lift up my soul. Elekai Yahuwah, nafshi esa. By taking esa, I lift up esa, 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 I lift up, in its other meaning of I carry a burden. Esa, I carry a burden. Therefore, in another comment, Elekai Yahuwah, nafshi esa, to the eye, O Jehovah, how my soul, how she is burdened. When the holy temple stood, a man who committed a sin, an akari, a chet, might bring an offering that made expiation for him. But now that we, that I and I, have no offerings, behold, on a fast day, our souls, our psyches are burdened. Reckon the affliction in our souls, in I and I souls, as a perfect offering. For we, I and I, have naught else but thy mercies to hold on to. Hence, here it is said, Elekai Yehovah, nafshi esa, to the eye, O he who be, how my soul, how my psyche, how she is burdened. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, in truth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, waived many of HaHikal, the temple rites of atonement. For it is said in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7, let him return to the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, Eloheinu, for He will abundantly pardon. And other comment on Elekai Yahuwah, Nafshi Esa, to the Isle of Jehovah, do I lift up my soul. When Solomon spoke of cold waters to a yearning soul in Proverbs, in the Mashal, in Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs chapter 25, when Solomon spoke of cold waters to a yearning soul, he meant that David yearned for Torah. For Torah, the direction, instruction, the teaching of His Majesty, and that Nafsho, his soul, she longed to be in the Beit Midrash, to be in the house of study, in the Beit Midrash. Thus, like this, David says, even in Psalm 26, Hebraically, the 8th verse, Psalm 26, verse 8, Lord, I love the habitation of Thy house. Yahuwah, ahavti me'ona beitika. Jehovah, O He who be, who ye be, I love, ahavti, the habitation me'on of Thy house, beitika. Yahuwah, ahavti me'ona beitika. He also said, even in Psalm 84, verse 3, my soul longeth, yea, even she fainteth for the courts of the Lord. Niksefa wagama kalta nafshi lechat roti Yahuwah, my soul yearneth, yea, even pineth for the courts of Jehovah. Nika Safa Wagama Kalta Nashi Lechatrot Yahuwah. He also said in the same Psalm, Psalm 84, but here Hebraically the 11th verse, a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. A day in thy court is better than a thousand. Ki atov yom vachet reka me alef. For a day in thy courts is better. Ki atov yom than a thousand. And he asked, even in Psalm 24, verse 3, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in His holy place? Mi ya'eleh behar Yahuwah, Uwa miya yakum biya mikom karisho. Who shall ascend into the mountain of Jehovah? Miya ya'ile bihar Yahuwah. And who shall stand, uwa miya kum, in His holy place? Biya mikom karisho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He, replied, Knowest thou not? Knowest the I not? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Very next verse, Mizmor Kaf Dalet, Psalm 24, verse 4. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Nikki Kapai Uvar Levav. He that hath clean hands, Nikki Kapai, and a pure heart, Uvar Levav. Nikki Kapai Uvar Levav. Thereupon David rejoiced, saying, These I have clean hands, for it is said even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 8 and 15, David executed justice and righteousness to all his people, and a pure heart, for it is said in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 13 verse 14, Yahuwah Jehovah hath sought him a man after his own heart. Hence, here Shlomo Solomon said, cold waters to a yearning soul. And David said further, I have sworn and I will perform it to keep thy righteous ordinances. Even here in Psalm 119, verse 106. Nia Shebaeti Yawae Ayem Lishmora Mishepetea Zedek Eka. I have sworn Nia Shebaeti and have confirmed it. Waik Ayim to observe Lishmor thy righteous ordinances. Mishipitea Tzidek Eka. And thereby he would obtain two rewards. One reward for the sworn oath, and one reward for obedience to the ordinance. My God, I have put my trust in Thee. Bika El Haya Bika Batachti Alehosha Ala Ya'alutu Oy Baili. My God, Elohai, Hailei, Elohai, I have put my trust in the eye, Elohai, Bika, Batachati, Bika. Rav Yitzhak said, in the eye, male, and none other, Bika, in Elohai Bika Batachti, Elohai Hailei, my God, I have put my trust, Bika, in the eye, means in thy law, Bitorateka, for the numerical value of the letters, Bika, in the eye, is 22. The numerical, the Hebrew numerical value of the letters Beit and Kaf in Bika in the I male Bika is 22. The number of letters in the Hebrew Aleph Beit. The number of letters in the Hebrew alphabet.
And here, Midrash notes on Mizmor Kafhe. Here. In Gematria, by Gematria, in the Hebrew Gematria, bait is two. Bait is valued Hebraically as two. And kaf is 20. Thus, bikah, 22. This psalm, today's psalm, Mizmor Kaf Hei, is an acrostic, is a Hebrew Aleph Beit psalm.
Yes, Shabbat Shalom, Sinbet Salam.